All right, good luck. Baruch Hashem, Devshis Chesed, I'm feeling a lot better than last week. All right, we're up to Siv Zayin. It's going to repeat some of the Yisaitis we had last week in Siv Vav, but there's a lot more going on in Siv Zayin. Let's start and we'll refresh our memory. Sagt Machaba, Hachatzeirais, Heim, Harei Heim, Ruyim, Labinyin, the chatzeris, a person has a chatz, a piece of property. Harehem ruim lebinyan, the right to have a binyan on it. It's considered like a sada ha'asiyalita. It's a chatz ha'ru'uya libanais. It's considered normal and oimid lekak. That's what it's oimid for. Ulahaisef behem batim va'aliyas, and add to it houses and aliyas, second floors, additional stories. Ulafikok, since that's stam the mitzias. Now, what the Mechaber really means is just that's a stam mitzias of a chatz. Obviously, if you know a specific chatz that's not that, okay, fine, then this particular chatz will not be oimed lebinyan. But what the Mechaber is trying to say, which is the Rambam, is that stam, normal chatzes are oimed lebinyan, and to build on them, lefikach, therefore, habayna b'chatz chaveray, someone who builds in his friend's chatz, harei zeh kinetea sada suyalita, it's just like we learned till now, Natea Sada Sialita, he gets Yada La Yaina, we'll see. So to here, Bishamin Loi, you give him Tabdala, what's the Tabdala? Kama Adam writes Alitaim Binyan Zelev Naisei. How much would a person give? It's actually supposed to be Bivinyan Ze. Kama Adam writes Alitaim Bivinyan Zelev Naisei. How much would a person pay to have such a binyan being built? Vahu, provided, of course, Shayivna binyan amoyel, he has to build a normal, good house. Haroya leis achatza, which is two gapas for this chatza. If he's living in a residential neighborhood that builds small houses, he can't build the Taj Mahal. Or faket, if he's in an R12 zone and he builds a tiny house, that's not what it's aimed for. He has to build what's normal for that area, for that chatza. Keminig oisei hamakom, like his on the minig of that makom. Basically, Maccabi is telling you, Metzias, that what we learned till now by a sada is applicable by a chatzah with negeh to a house as well. Okay, but like I said, if you know a specific house which is not roi lekach, it's not oimid, a chatzah wasn't oimid, then in a kram, then you'll be potter. But this is the normal, the shtega, this is it. All right.
We haven't discussed if he couldn't afford it,
So if he could always say, back to the beginning, he could always say, if Itaka can't afford it, he could always say, Tayl. Tayl Itzakav Aveneka. We pass in the Smar brings down the Sifkot and Dalit. We go like the Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Ramah, that even by Asad HaAsayelita, you could say Tayl. So Lachayra, which we're going to see tonight more about it, but Lachayra Huadin, by a Chatzah HaAsayelibanes, you could say Tayl. And therefore, if you can't afford it for whatever reason, then you just tell him Tayl. Tayl Itzakav Aveneka. That's what that is shvach.
How much are you willing to pay?
No, what shvach? One second. Let's go back to Sada Sialita. A guy plants and he says he gets shvach. What does he get? He gets all the crops? No, he gets shvach. If you look back, this man at the beginning of the siman said in Sifkat Aleph, what's the shvach? Hainu kishash asliir. He gets whatever the normal wage if he's going to plant. So to here, he'll get the normal wage for a builder to build a house, the normal contracting price. Whatever that is, that's what he'll get. So that's shvach. He doesn't own the whole house. He is entitled to the shvach of the house. You'll have to pay him for that. Now the shvach is kailul already, his yitzias as well. But that's what he'll get. He'll get whatever is normal, typical to build such a house. That is the machava. Simple halacha, very geschmack. Here comes the problem. The Hamakabah is fine. Now comes the Ramah, and Ramah has one Chiddush after the next. I don't even think we're going to finish the Ramah tonight, but we're going to try one by one. Let's see. Zakta Ramah, first Chiddush. In this case of a Chatzer Ha'asuya Libanais, Zakta Ramah, the Lo Yukal Abayna Leima Binyani Ani Naital. Till now we learned that by a Sada, this is. Well, let's get to it till now. The words of Ramah is, I want to pull out my house. I have no right to pull out my house. Now, till now we learned, by Yesod HaSuyalita, the planter can't pull out the plants, can't pull out the trees, is because it's Kichsha Da'ara. He already took the Yanika from the ground, he already was Mazik the ground, so he's now allowed to pull it out. Now he'll be a Mazik. But by a house, the Gemara's Mufurish, that he could pull out his house. He could say, you're not paying me the price I wanted. I don't like the psak of bezin yadi al taktoina yadi al yani. What I've got here, we're talking about asiyul liban. It's yadi al yani. I wanted. He had higher expectations. He wanted even more. Whatever it is, so he could say lechayra. I want to pull out my house. That's what the Gemara says. I want to pull out my house. Zokter ma. He cannot do that. Lo yuchal abayin lam mebinyani anetal. I have no right to pull it out. I the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about dafka a churva, which is eina asiyul libanes. When it's not asiyul libanes, then you could pull it out. But if it's asiyul libanes, if it's a normal to build, like this case of a chotzer, you have no right to pull out your house. You can't pull out the Eitzim Avonim anymore. That's what the Ramah says. Why? So we touched on it last week in the Ramah Tzivav, but we're going to revisit it again now. Let's see the smas of Katan Yadala. Why can't the builder say, I'm not happy, I want to take my Eitzim Avonim? Zok the smas of Katan Yadala. Kevan. Since the Bala Karka wouldn't be able to tell you the Boinik Toilet Zekavavanecha, and why not? Kevan da Yisuyu Livnois Kain, because it's Oimid Libonois, so the Bala Karka can't tell him to take his Eitzim Vavonim. So too, who ain't a Yachol Loi Mishiyat Leim? He also, the builder, won't be able to say, "I want to take my Eitzim Vavonim." Kevin Shabonoi B'Makam Haroya Libonois, since he built it in a normal place, it's Roy to be built. So what does that help? Vaday, if it's that's typical, that's normal to be built. Vaday adaita dachi bano shiyakum kan. That was certainly his kavana when he built this house here. His kavana was that he wants the house to remain here. He wants it to be parked here, loylam vet. He wants to get paid for the house. So when he built the house, he built it al das kain that the bala chotzer should be kind of the house. And now it's too late. So now neither the bala chotzer nor the builder could any more pull out the eitzim vavonim. That's true, but neither of them could. He can't say and he can't pull out a Yitzim Vavonim. I have a lot of faces are looking at like, how you can cook Tifta B'nai Adam. I think the pshat is the Eilim is bothered. What do you mean? Until now we just said forget. We just said that the Bala Chatzah always has the right to tell the builder Toilei Tzekav Avanecha. In fact, it's a Stiris Asma. The Sma at the beginning of the Simin in Sivkot and Dalit Paskins. And so really not just a smat, the machab. The machab says that the Bala Sod has a right to say Akar Ilon Chavaleich and Zok the Sma, Harosha Masri Yoleh, Dafila Suyolita Shamin Loik Kishayim Mekain. And the steam is a machab, the Beis Eze Paskins like that, he has a dik in the Rambam, it is in the Lavush. We have a lot of Rishonim, it's a Makhloik Rishonim, good, but we have a lot of Rishonim who passing that, and the Sma himself passing that even by a Sada Suyolita, the Bala Sada could tell the person, take your trees. I'm not Meshubit to buy your trees, Balkochi. I'm not Meshubit to decorate, to improve my property the way you like it to be improved. I have other intentions. I wanted to use it for a football field. I don't care what. But I'm not Meshubit to you. I could always tell you, even when it's a Sada Suyolita. So what's the Sma all of a sudden doing now, touching up the Ramah, that La Yukala Baina, first he touched up a very interesting, he adds to the Ramah. The Ramah is only referring to the builder, but the Sma adds to the Ramah that not only can't the builder say, I want to take my Eitzim Vavonim, the Bala Chatz also can't say, Toyol Eitzek Vavonecha. So he now makes the Sma, that makes the Ramah going both on the Baina and on the Bala Chatz, which the Ramah doesn't say. Sorry?
The tree, at least he's getting back the tree.
Good. He can get there. The place can bring down the tree. They bring down, he'll get back the raw Eitzim Navonim.
Rebuild another house.
So, but he'll have those, he'll have the materials to rebuild another. So he'll lose his work of tercha. But by the trees, it's the same thing. He'll have the trees, but he lost his planting. All his tercha, the planting, he lost. And I have a right to tell him, you want it, you should have consulted me beforehand. Don't come like a tzaddik now and complain to me. You want it, you should have asked me, and I would have told you, no, I don't want it, so don't plant here.
Someone builds a house, do we look at it that his Eitzim and Avonim next to me, or his house is mine?
Okay, I don't know if there's a difference. I hear where you're trying to go, but Lamaisa, the place don't say any chalik, but I hear what you had. In Lomdis, Lamaisa, I'm giving you back Eitzim Avonim that you put in. You're only losing the work, the creation that you created it to be a house. Fine, so you lost that. But you lost the work by the netias of the planting too. But even so, even if you'd rewrite, so you're not getting it back. Therefore what? Therefore I'm shuldig. Therefore you're shuldig. You should have consulted before.
The only thing you see over here is lessens the kasha, but it's not the same.
Good, but still, in Lomdis, what is the chilek? In Lomdis, I'm not meshubid to improve my property balkochi the way you want. I'm the owner of the property. I can decide what I want to do with my property. You can't force it upon me. So I have a right to tell you, tell it zakav avanecha. So too here, look, I have a right to tell you what is going on.
The Sma is
saying why the Boina, the Mashbiach went al das kain, but that same reason I have by the trees as well. The Mashbiach also, by the case of a Sada Siolita, he also had in mind Vaday Daita Dahachi Nata to plant Shayakum Khan, that the Alana should stay there too. You could say the same exact reason over there. What is the Chilek? So Lechayra, you have to say, Lechayra, is that the Sma before, it's a major doichik, is that the Sma before was only touching up the Mechaba. He has a stimus of Mechaba. The Mechaba says, you could always say Arkarilan Chavaleh. He doesn't distinguish between a Sadasi Alita, Sadashena Zilita. So the stimus Mechaba of Siv Beis is that you could always say Toiletzech of Avanecha. Machenkin Drama, that the Sma could understand, why can't the Baina say Binyani Ani Noitel? Why not? Why can't he do that? So Dr. Sma is forced to teach the Ramah, must be because the Ramah holds that the Balakaka also can't tell him Toilet Zakav Avanecha. In other words, the Ramah would argue with that Machab. I mean, because anyway, we know it's a Machlekes Rishonim. The Goyin already brought down at the beginning of the Siman, the Shitas Ramban, Rashba, who argue over there and hold that you cannot, by Sada Siyalita, you cannot say Toil. So the Ramah would be going like those Rishonim, and the Machab would be going like the other Rishonim, and the Sma's not the problem. There he's teaching of the Machab, and he's touching the Ramah, and Shalom Yisrael. We know it's not the Sma's problem, it's a Machab, Ramah, Machlaik. It's very, very simple. That's the Chayy, what you could touch up to get around this problem. I mean, there are many, many Achronim Mucha here. What is going on here? What is the Sma doing? But okay, that would be a doichik, but at least an easy fix to the problem that there is a Stira, but it's not a problem because there's the Machab, and here's the Ramah. And it's not the first place that the Machab argued with the Ramah, the Ramah argued with the Machab. So that's what you could say.
Why wasn't arguing over there?
Oh, so why wasn't the Ramah arguing over there? Good. I hear the Kasha. Bomb Kasha. I hear. Steam is Ramah. He should have said something over there. Why was he Shasak? Excellent. I agree. But I'll even ask you a little stronger. And that is that this Mahalak, I saw some Achronim say this Mahalak, really this Mahalak doesn't work. Why? Because if you recall, last week we discussed in Siv Vav, we had the same exact story, Betzim. It was a Yer L'Tei Churva, Sei Shachareh. It wasn't a Chatz, it was a Churva. And there too, the Ramah says, V'davka, you know when you could pull out your Eitzim V'Avonim? Zok the Ramah, V'davka Mar Churva, Eina Asuya Livnois. Avel Masuya Livnois, Oy B'mokim Shestam Churva, Oy Medes Livnois, Dinei Kamech HaTzeir, She's Bar B'Samech, and Siv Zayin, our Siv that we're doing tonight, that you can no longer say, Bin Yoni Ani Noita. And what does the Sma do over there? How does he touch up the Ramah? Same problem. The Ramah seems to say over there that you can't pull your Eitzim anymore. Zok the Sma, he brings down the Rosh.
Where's
the Sma? Sifkot and Yud Gimel. That there he brings down the Tur B'Shem HaRosh. Kosev Zel Shoinu. Umistab Eloi Mekein Dein Shoim Eloi. You cannot pull out your Eitzim V'Avonim. And the Bala Karka also can't tell your Toilet Zek of Avonim. Again, the Sma equates the two. Heika, the Lahoyim Mishtamish Bruchavasai, he wasn't using his churva for anything else. V'yeshloi Mishaloi, and he has plenty of money. Sharoi Livnois bin in Kazer, believe Kipuak Parnasasai, he could easily afford this house. So he has plenty of money. The Oz, Vade Toana, Humavakish. Why in the world is he complaining and saying, Toilet Zakav Avaneka? He has the money, and he wasn't using the churva for anything else anyway, and it was a Suya Livnois. So that's all the ingredients you need. Of course, it's aimed for having a house there. It's a gvaldika teva for the Bailam to have a house there now. So why is he telling him Teila Tzekav Avanecha? It's only to Anahu Mavakesh, he's trying to be a nudnik, he's trying to hurt the guy, Kadei Lahafsid Labalabinyan, maybe to negotiate with the guy to wear him down. But he bet him really wants it because it's really L'Teivasai. And Mamela, that's why Ein Shoymin Loi, you cannot tell the builder Teilat Zekav Avanecha, and who are then therefore the builder can't pull out his Eitzim, because B'chai Gamne there's Anan Tzahadi that he for sure wants it and he for sure is going to have to keep it. That's what the Sma. So the Sma now plugged in even into the Ramah a Madna Kimta, a very Dechidik Kimta, that the whole Ramah is talking about a case where he was not using the Churva for anything else. And he has plenty of money to build this easily. It won't even make a dent in his pocket. So that's what the case is. And b'chayigam, then it makes sense that you can no longer say tola tzecha v'avanecha, and the builder can no longer pull out his eitz and v'avonim. So what do you see in this man? But this man feels like, halav achi, if you're missing any of these ingredients, if the guy doesn't have, he's not so fabulously wealthy, or he has any other tachlis purpose, shimush, out of this churva, he could use it for something else, then Shoyman Loi, the Navada the Bala Sada could say, Bala Churva could say, Toilet Zekav Amenecha, and Navada the Boina could say, I want to back my Eitzim. So he made a very narrow Akimta. The whole case is talking about only in that case where he's fabulously wealthy, and he has no other function, any other use out of this property other than having a house on it. Okay? But what you see in this Maz Gavaldik, that even in the Ramah, if he has any other use, so he's not so fabulously wealthy, Avadi could say, Toilet Zekav Amenecha, even when it's a Suya live nice. So you see, even the Ramah is Maida, I mean the Smaz Ramah, even the Smaz Ramah is Maida, that you always have a right to say Toilet Zekav Avanecha, even when it's a Suya live nice, except for one unique, far out case that he's fabulously wealthy and he has no other use out of the property.
It little makes sense because we're coming up to this far of an Ansadi. The only way we could say an Ansadi is if we're barred. And the only way we could be signed up on that is when we have conclusive evidence.
Right. So it has to be real.
So the nature of binyan is it takes time, and it has a cult.
Good.
So in the event you see so much action going on, your activity going on in your ground, and you don't say anything with all these other things, therefore...
Okay, glad that the Davdavki was here. He might have been in Eretz Yisrael on vacation in the meantime. But at least what I'm just proving from the Sma is that even the Sma is Moida, that Avadi, you could always say Tel Tzekav Amenech in a normal situation. So then in the back, the $1 million kasha. So what is the Sma talking about over here? So why is the Sma touching up the Ramah in Siv Zion that no, since the Bala Chotza can't say Tel Tzekav Amenech, so too the Boine can. Avadi, they could. It's only one far-fetched case you can. But in a normal situation, Avadi, you could. What's going on?
It's just a steer in the Sma.
So it's now a steer in the Sma, not only just from dollar to your dollar. Now it's from your gimel to your dollar. What's going on?
Yeah, but there's no steer between the Ramah from your gimel to your dollar.
No, Ramah is beautiful. Question is what to do with the Sma? How do you... Right. So now, Elamai, you say, no problem. Well, be matchik Sma your dollar. That Sma your dollar. Gufa means your gimel. That which he said over here, that the Bala Chotza can't say, Toilet Zekav Avanecha, is right to talk about such a far-fetched akimta that he's fabulously wealthy and he has no other function out of this property. And that will be the case. And we'll make the same doichik we did in Zivav, we'll make the same doichik in Ziv Zayin. That will be the eitz of the Sma. It's chas a shtik on the safe in the Sma. Yidal doesn't mention such a kimta, but he's following Yud Gimel. He didn't think that he had to repeat the kimta. His mamish back to back. Vaita, the same halacha is such an akimta. That's what you could say. The problem is that also doesn't fit. Because Bishleim in Zivav is talking about a churva. Mamish Achurva, there's no function, you have no use out of this property. As Achurva, then you could say, if he's also fabulously wealthy, okay, great, we have the ingredients, and Nansadi Zicha wants the house. But Siv Zayin talking about a Chotza, Chotza Vega property, I could use a Chotza for many functions. I'll have a tent, BMG's tent there. I don't know, I'll do something with it. I could do a lot of other things with this. It's not a churv, it's a chutz. I have so many other shtamshas to do with it. Frekta avni neza, cheshen mishpat, simin tes, frekta avni neza. What's going on? What does this man want? Mamish, he basically puts himself into a corner. It doesn't fit with anything. You can't do your demo, you can't do that. What is he doing? Where did he, all of a sudden, he wake up now and say that, no, you can't say tola tzekav avanecha. Where is he coming from? I say, Bleibstra.
It takes months to build it.
So therefore, Mamela?
Because in a case, let's say, even a tree could be in another hour, it's in and out. But when it sees the building house...
Let's say.
So, and most people would not vacation in Florida.
But let's say he was. Then what? Then you mask him?
Okay, we're talking about the average person. We're asking a question about the person. Good. In Florida.
Let's say he's around. So therefore...
He's around. And this went on for several months. There's no greater like dub by saying...
He didn't need the property anyway. He didn't care. He figured at the end he'll negotiate with you. If you're happy with the price, fine. If you're not happy, he'll tell you
all. Something that took months of the nature...
Joseph, what would you do? Right?
I just explore my options.
So that's one of the hell. Because then I keep on building. I don't have to complain now. I'll wait to the end and then I'll see. If he gives it to me a good price, I'll keep it. If not, take it. God, you should know the place in the scars. If the guy is there to be say shtika kaida, that he was masking to have it. There are some places who God want to say yes, and then that's like the whole simon when the guy's not there. It's mesh meiser reshainim fakir. It doesn't make a difference. The guy's there, the guy's not there. It doesn't make a difference. Same halacha. Choose my ritz like that as well. I think that's the way we should go. But really, it's a maimah musga. But at least here, what's going on? Mikayach hachaymer hadoiche comes along the Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan says his own pshat, but he's really sticking it into the Sma, and he says, Eina kanami, really, you could always say Tehletzach Avavanecha. Alright, what's going on in this Sif, in this Ma, is talking about such a case where Bezin would have an Anan Sa'adi, maybe Yosef's a Kimta, where Bezin would have such an Anan Sa'adi that we know that the guy for sure wants it, and it's only Tayana who Mevakesh, just like this Ma said by Chuv in Tzivkot Yud Gimel, even though that doesn't work over here, because Chatsa, he has many other Shtamches out of the thing. But if Bezin would feel that there's such an Anan Sa'adi in such a case, that even by a Chatsa, he has no other Shtamches from it, and he's fabulously wealthy, and he for sure would want the house, then in that case, the Bain can't pull out his eitzim vavonim, and the balasada can't say teilezak of avenecha. Hadeichik mivua. I mean, it's chosim in a sefer, chosim in the ramach, chosim in the smach, chosim in everything. But all right. But that as I zok to Aruch
HaShulchan. The ramach is black and white. You know, chaser she's black.
Correct. It's two halak. But the shaila. So what is prat now? If we don't have the smach, we're back to drawing board. So what is prat in the ramach then? Why can't the bainah say binyane ani noitel? So Rabbi Yisai, we discussed last week. Is that's really mavu like this in the Rishonim? The Talak is coming from Beis Esev. Is mavu like that in the Rishonim? And it's also the Goyin says it right here. If you look in the Goyin Yud Zayin, he says the reason why La Yuchal Abayin Alemi Binyani Ani Noitel is only the Boyne can't do that. But Avada the Balachotza has a right to say Toiletzecha Vavanecha. Why should the Boyne have a lower hand? Why can't he be equal to the Balachotza? Zakteh Talmud Rashba. The Shmoy of the Rashba, that's how the Goyin understood it, is coming from the Rashba. You're talking, he's coming from the Ra'ah. Okay, whatever. The Mashakaze Shom Shoyim in Loi is Meshum de Churva in Asuya Libanes. That which the Gemara said that a Boyin has a right to pull out his house, pull out his Eitzim Vavonim, is only by a Churva, which is Eina Asuya Libanes. So you're trying to stick him with a Yaday Ala Tachtoina form of payment. You're giving him nothing, you're giving him just as Eitzayis. You're giving him something that's not kedai for him, so he's going to fix your wagon, he's going to pull out his house. However, ba'asuyo live nice, but when it's asuyo live nice, and he's getting full payment, whatever he could expect, what did he think? He can't have like high expectations than a normal builder gets. And that's his din to get a full payment. So avada harei zichuloi miyad, when he built this house, his kavana was to be mezaka immediately the eitzim vavonim to the balachotza. Ve'eno yachol Lachzor, and he can't be chayzer. Shechatzerik konsolay, because miyad immediately the chotzer was kinda the labala chotzer was already kinda the eitzim vavonim. You cannot pull out anymore. It's too late. You had a mind to be makna. Bishlam, when it's einasil libanais, that you're getting a bad form of payment, so then you didn't want to be makna right away. Let me see if the balachotza treats me nicely and pays me what I want. I'll let him keep in. If not, I'm going to pull out my eitzim vavonim. But over here, where yaloch is to get full pay, shvach, you're getting a full kamodim reitzel livnais bevinyan zel livnaisa. You're getting what you're supposed to be getting. So vadi, you had an intention immediately to be makna all your materials to the balachotza. I said, why could the balachotza be chayza? That's mavun rishenim. It's because balachotza is not meshubit to buy it balkarkai. It's like he made a kinin al tonight. His chotza was koina. Should he decide later on that he wants to keep it, then lemafreya he'll be koina. So if the balachotza decides later on he doesn't want to keep it, so he can say toiletzecha vavanecha. But should the balachotza later on say he wants to keep it, then it's lemafreya. The second the guy went down to be mashbiach, the balachotza already koina all the materials. Now the Boyne can't say, I want my materials back. It's too late. You already marked into the Balakotza. It's very geschmack. The whole Ramah is only lo yukala Boyne lo yme bin yon ani noitel. But the Balakotza always has a right to say, toilet zecha vavanecha. Not like this man. As they pass into all the Achreinim and the Rishenim and Mavu like this, the kids are that's the shot in the Ramah. It's Emes Yeredaka, not like this man. And then some Mavduik in the Ramah. Lo yukala Boyne lo yme bin yon. Only the Boyne can't say bin yon ani noitel. But if Ada the Bal has Sada, could say, the Balachotza could say Toilet Zech of Avinak. It's very geschmack in the Ramah.
Has to go ahead and pay back. Is there a time frame he has to pay back, or he can turn it to a 50-year mortgage, zero interest?
No, he has to pay right away. Bezin will go down and force him to pay. There's a whole Shiloh, which we're not going to get into tonight. Maybe I'll get it later on in the Simen, about could you force him to pay Yod L'Nechas of Balkarchai? Do you have a right to live in it in the meantime till he pays you? We'll get to it. But the Yisoid Rabbi Yisai is what the...
It's hard for the Chotza to put a time for the vote.
He could have sold the kata. What do you mean?
It's a car for the time that the guy was building. Even if he says totally
accessible. Right.
He still used it for 6 months.
Oh, you use it for a building, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, see, if he really wanted, then you should have been meicha. Why don't you just tell him to stop?
He was in China.
Oh, yeah, okay. So if I say he's not selling the property, then... Mamajak, if he knows it's a problem, he'll tell him to stop. If he doesn't know it's a problem, then you won't. Right. That's because he can't rent it out. Yeah, you're going to have the house that he can't rent it out. Okay, then a konami. If you can rent out a chutz without a house, then maybe you could something to talk about. And okay, fine.
What he said is also marked out tonight. This is the person, the person who owns the chutz, they say he's called out tonight.
Right. Yeah, so there, he is makna. He's makna al-tanai that the Baal HaKotel wants, but not makna al-tanai that he himself wants to leave it there. That we don't say. That's the Rashba. Why don't we say that? Oh. There's an umdah because you're going into someone else's property, being mashbiach shalei bishos. What are you doing? Elamai, and we once discussed such a swara, I'm not saying this is conclusive, but maybe, you know, you're trespassing, you're doing something shalei b'shus, what's your excuse? That is, you're really doing a letavah, so are you trying to be mashbiach his karka? So if you plan on leaving it there, so then I know what you're doing, you're trying to be mashbiach his karka. But if you're not being magnet yet, I don't know if you're being mashbiach his karka, you're going to be mashbiach his karka if and when, if he pays you what you want, 1 second, so then what are you doing? So why are you going down into the shus? You should ask him permission before. It just makes it a lot easier to understand why he took the initiative, a unilateral decision. But the Mai says that is a rash, right? The truth be told, it's a machlekes rishonim. And we're going to get to it tonight, Pli Neda. But at least we should walk away from this Ramah. This is a Yisoid Golol in the Simin, Rabbi Isai, is that the Ramah is paskening that you are kainel and mafreya. The reason, only reason why lo yuchal abayin aloyim ebinyani ani noitel is because the Baal HaChatzah is kainel and mafreya. Had he not been kainel and mafreya, then vada the boyin could say, also I want to take back my eitzim. You weren't kainel yet, so I want back my eitzim. It's mukach in the Ramah that the Ramah paskening like the Rishonim that you're kainel and mafreya. We once discussed at the beginning of the Simin, Hashaila is how much do you pay? Do you go, if you're going bus to Pach, you have to go bus to Shas HaKinin. You want to know what the Shvach is. So do you reckon the Shvach at the time there's Mashbichit? Do you reckon the Shvach later on when he comes to Bezin? If you're Koine Lamafrei, then you have to reckon the time Lamafrei. You have to reckon the time when he was Mashbichit. That is when you're Koine. That's Mufurish in the Ramah. Like all the Akhredim, Chus in the Smat, the Rishonim, Talmud Arashwa over here. That is the Pshat in the Ramah that you're Koine Lamafrei. And we're going to need it shortly, Rabbis. But that, at least we have to walk away from here that you're Koine Lamafrei.
By the eights, you're not?
By eights, also. No matter what. You always, the Baal HaChatzah is always kainel mafreya. By a sada siyalit. Yeah, by a sada shayna siyalit, you're not kainel mafreya. Because the mashbiach is not going yeri to give it up. He wants to see how much you're going to pay him. If you're going to stiff him, he's not going to let you keep his materials. No. All right, let's do the next halach in the Ramah. Next chiddush of the Ramah. Hiskira, what happened? This guy is not only a chevron man that he builds up your property, improves your property without you knowing it, but he also makes a business out of it. Hiskira haboina lachem, he now rents out the house to other people, and he charged them rent. Vikibuschar, and he collected the rent. And now all of a sudden we find out what went on. They come to a din Torah. Zakta Ramah, that schar belongs to the Baal HaChatzer, not to the Boiner. And the male, if the Boiner wants to keep that scar, he's going to have to be menakin loy. He'll have to use it and deduct all the scar that he was makabel, all the rent that he collected, mehoitza oiser from the oitzais that he would like to charge the Baal HaChatzah for building such a house. He's going to have to deduct from his oitzais all the rent that he collected. Because he's coming before, it's parsha. We're going to get to that. Excellent. We'll get to that. Not so parsha, but we'll get to it. Yeah. Afagav deloy ovid lemega. You're right, but there's a big chiddush in Rama anyway. Afagav deloy ovid lemega. Even though the property was not oimid to be rented out, means had he not built a house on it, it would have been a barren land. No one's interested in renting out for a parking lot. Nothing. It'd sit there for nothing. So the Baal HaChatzah wasn't making any money on the property. And now that he built up the house, the Baal HaChatzah is in China. He has no idea. Doesn't even know about it. So he's certainly not renting out a house that he doesn't know about. So the Baal HaChatzah wouldn't have rented out anyway. So it's a zeloy chosar. Nevertheless, he has a right to keep the rent, or he's entitled to the rent that the boiner collected on it, so to speak, pretending to be the owner, and Memela he could use that to against the Haitzais that the Boyin is charging him.
because he doesn't know that he owes $200,000 for the house.
Good.
Louis Yitzhak, he knows that he owes $200,000
right.
for the house. Would be if I
He would, should have, and could have, but he didn't. He, the mice is in practical terms.
It is Zalakasa.
The mice is not in the mode of renting out the house.
He is. He doesn't know that someone put a house there that
right.
is already $200,000.
So if he doesn't know that, so then he wouldn't rent it out. It means, had this Boina not rented it out, what would happen? It would. It's Avadik Sarnia Diya, but a Matzias. If had he not rented it out, it would have stayed empty.
Yeah, but if it stayed empty, he wouldn't have the $200,000.
No, he would still have that, because my house must be a property.
Once it's a $200,000 house,
he
would be on
your. But he doesn't know about it, to be on your skiers. A guy could build a Vadizik Sarnia Diya, but a Matzias, he wouldn't. I'm the Boina. Did I hurt you in any which way? Did you lose anything? Not even I'm the Boina. The Seicha, the squatter who moved in here, thinking that he had Rishus and he really didn't, that squatter who moved in here, was he machasa you any money? But the mice is not.
I don't have to pay rent, but if I collect rent, I'll need something else.
Who collected rent?
The guy collected rent.
The imposter collected rent?
The Boina, yeah.
The Boina is an imposter, he doesn't own the house. I rent you out the Brooklyn Bridge. I rent you out the Brooklyn Bridge. So now what happened? I got the rent and I give it to Brooklyn. What do I do with that rent? I don't own the bridge.
No, it's not the end of the quarter. The end of the quarter, if I live there, if I rent it out, I collect money.
Let's just get some klalim in Zenen of the Zelokos and we'll go back to the Zalokha. This Zalokha, Zenen of Zelokos, is going to be part of. I live in your house that's barren, that's vacant. You went away for Shabbos, and I have to be in this neighborhood for Shabbos anyway. It's a cold Shabbos. I'm not going to walk. So I just help myself, and I park in your house, unbeknownst to you. You don't know about it. I'll be out before you come back Matzai Shabbos. Zen en of Zalachasa is Pata. It's halacha. Yeah, that's halacha, Rabbi said. Yeah, good. Yeah, it's halacha. Sorry? Why? The Gemara says Shachrusa Diyai Shais. If you have a brand new house and it's mamish sparkling, shining, and you see all the mistakes that the builder made, and mamish, but you enjoy that. And this guy now walked in and dirties up your wall. Now you can't see that anymore. So yeah, then the Shachrusa Diyai Shais, you have some chesaron because you can't complain anymore to the builder. So that's a chesaron that you have, right? But if a normal house is no longer, you don't have that beautiful shine in the wall anymore. I'm going to do the bedding. I'll do the bedding. I went to Agrad, I was in the country, and my cousins came with 7 kids, can I know? They came with their own bedding, did everything, left. By the time I came back, nothing. That's a Baruch Hashem. I knew about it, yeah. But the mice is that Zenene Vizeloi Chasa. That's halacha. If I'm chasa you even a drop, then I have to pay everything. It means I dirty up your walls. So even that is, I don't know, it's negligible. Maybe it's only worth $1 worth of hefsid. But now I have to pay it for the full rent.
But if I correct that, then it's fine?
Let's leave that out. Not really. No, I didn't ruin your... She brought her own linen, so she never ruined my linen. It's actually ruined my linen, then she washed my linen. She brought her own linen. She managed, didn't touch anything of mine, and that was fine. Good.
We opened the door, the hot air went out, my thermostat went out, it cost me a little more gas to heat the house, so now you're kind
of... Okay, fine, fair enough. You have to know that could be a gram, huh? And you have to know if a zenin with a lachos is chai when you only have a gram chzarn. Okay, fine. Fair enough. Okay, let's go fight. But that's the halacha. That's the halacha zenin with a lachos. Now, comes along a Gemara and says the following case. I know that my next door neighbor went away for the weekend, an extended weekend. And I know that you need a place to be in this neighborhood. So I become a broke overnight. I go, would you like to rent a house for the weekend? I rent you my neighbor's house. You move in, I charge you, it's $100, it's a very cold weekend, $100, no problem. You move in, I collect the rent. Mahadin. Zokta Gemara and Daf Chaf Aleph and Mar Aleph and Bava Kam. If I rent you out somebody else's house, the Gemara says, if the dust settles in the Gemara says, is that you're pata. The seicha, the squatter, is pata, because the deal that I made with him is nothing. I'm not authorized to rent out someone else's house. So what I did was luft. It was a joke. But then I didn't do anything. You ended up squattering, sitting, going into somebody's house. Shalai bishos, shalai bidiyos, maybe a nainis. You trusted me. Next time, don't trust me. But that's what it is. You went into someone else's house. As long as it's their nene, vizel loy chasar, as long as the bailam have no chasar whatsoever out of this house, you're going to be pata.
Did he get his money back?
Who?
He never paid.
Let's say the case of the Gemara is where he didn't yet pay. He didn't yet pay. He didn't yet pay. He's not chayiv at all to the owner of the house. And he's certainly not chayiv to pay me anything because it's not my house. So the guy is potter. He got a free weekend. He doesn't pay me because I'm not the owner. He doesn't pay the owner because the owner had no chazaron. So it's zenen of zeloi chazon. That is the case of the Gemara. Very simple case.
If I gave the owner $50 of the $500, that would be zenen of zenen. If the person...
Okay, one second, I'm going to get to it. About. Let me flesh out, Rabbi. Just hold the cup. Very simple, very gishmak halakha. We'll get to Rabbi. One second, one thing at a time. Comes along and says the next halakha. What happened? This is the Gemara. Now, the Rishonim even say Lahedja is because the whole schiris that he did with me was a schiris betoyis. And even though he came down, this family came out, that's to pay schiris. It's tough, so what? But Lamaisa, the schiris they did with me is nothing. Toys, bottle of kafra da'ara, says if they're there without any skiris, and mamela, they're going to have the same halakha as none of the halakhasa, which is bottle. Comes along, and of course, if there would be some chazaron with a brand new house, of other, they'd be chayiv, because then it's zenen of zechosa. Because it's a regular halakha of zenena, whatever the halakhas are, it's as if there was no skiris at all. Now, what happens if they already paid me? I did a job. I said, no, I'm not letting you in unless you pay me up front. Even though it's Chizmash Tamla Mitzla B'Soif, you have to pay me before you come in, because I know over Shabbos you're going to find out that you're living in someone else's house. You're not going to pay me at the end. And make sure you pay me before you come in. No problem. I have your money. What's the halacha now, Rabbi Isai? Zokta Rishonim. It's in the Muki Yosef, B'Shem the Ramah, the Ra'ah, the Ridva, Ulam Bava Kama, it's Iran and Bava Mitzia, Kuf Aleph and Mar Aleph. They both say that if they already gave me the schar, tough. They're going to still have to pay the owner again. Because I'm not the owner. It means if it would be a case of a sad ha'asuyalita, let's say it would be a case where they are mechuyiv to pay the skar to the owner, it's zenen of izechasa, they're going to have to pay the owner a second time. They have to pay the owner.
Pay the owner the first time.
Correct. They have to pay the owner the first time. They pay me nothing. I'm not pasta. I'm not the owner. And then they can come back to me and take me to a din Torah for stealing their money. And fine, so I'll give them back the money. Fine, but they have to pay the owner. There's a case of a Kadoshim Grada who says, in Shin Samach Beis, if you'd base, the case of Kadoshim says that the owner could come to me at Shibud Dov Nosen, because the squatters owe him money, and I owe the squatters back the fake rent that he collected. So, that's if the owner wants. He could come to me. But if he wants, he doesn't want to deal with me, because I'm a nunuk, so he'll go straight to the squatters and get money from them. That's the case of the Rishonim. Good. And what would be in Dr. Rishonim, what would be if it's a house which is no chasar, and it's zenen avizel loy chasar? Then in Akanami, the squatters got a free paid vacation, no problem. They got a free vacation, they don't have to pay any rent. And they could take me to a din Torah and get back the money. I took money from them, shalai kadin. So I'll give them back the money, and they got a free weekend. These are Rishonim. We have a bunch of Rishonim who says it's also Talmud Rashi, but Rashi says it's a Meiri. The consensus of Kamat, all the Rishonim say that this deal is over, it's nothing, it's back to the drawing board, even if they already got the money, and they got to give it back. And it's not just the Rishonim, Rabbi Yisrael, it's a Mefush and Mechabel. Mechabel and Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Tes and Sif Yud, both say over these two cases, that even if I got back the, even if I collected the money, I give back the money to the tenant. To the tenant, if it's a Eino, if it's a Loi Chasar, and if it's a Chasar, he's going to have to pay, the tenants will have to pay the owner of the house. But what I collected is Gzele, Shalikindin, and I got to give back the money. Vufusha Machaba, and the Mestimus Ramah, and Sif Tes like that, the Ramah over there, and Sif Yud, and Zmashman, that he is going with the Machaba because he quotes over the Machaba's halacha. This is all in Shin Samach Gimel. That is the halacha. Oh. Very good. So now, when we come to this Ramah, this Ramah says something fakert. The Ramah says, "Eskira by nala cherim v'kibul schar menakin loy mehitzayisav avagav de loy avid lemegar." The money that was collected belongs to the owner of the house. Ad kadei kach that he could use it as payment to the boina towards his hitzayis. How could he use it? How could he get it? What's going on? How could he keep it? What's going on? We just said the whole thing is luft. It's zenen of zeloi chasar. No, but shivner of nosin is when it's zenen of zechasar. So the tenants owe the owner, and I owe back the tenants. But with zenen of zeloi chasar, everything's pata. And the Ramah's talking about loy chasar. Avagav de loy ovid lemega. It was not ovid lemega. It's zenen of zeloi chasar. The owner of the house lost nothing. Who's that Nanan?
Even the guy who's out in his wedding, who just has a new house, he's rented out. That money now is a collectible.
No, but you see, all the Rishonim say not like that. That the deal that was made is bottled because I was not authorized to make such a deal. So that deal is off the table. It's as if it didn't happen. It was a dream. We woke up.
You're not authorized to make this a deal.
I'm never authorized. I'm not the owner of the house. How could I rent you someone else's property?
The owner's going to benefit from it. I'm authorized.
No, I can't do that either. I can't. Could I go, Yosef, I want to rent out your house to somebody? No, even if you get benefit.
No. No. Give me a couple grand, I'll take it. Why not? It's the same Anansadi that's been working all along.
What? I don't hear. What? If he tells him toiletzecha v'avanecha, I'm asking. But he didn't tell him toiletzecha v'avanecha, and because he knows he's keeping it because he's paying him for his etzais. So he's keeping the house. So if he's keeping the house, he was going to the house of my friend. It's his house. So if it's his house of my friend, it's about nothing happened. You're not authorized.
But when he made the kinyan, when he made the deal with the renters. That was not known.
But now I know. I now know the mafreya that it always belonged to the Baal HaChatzar, and he rented out somebody else's house that he had no right to. The whole sphere is his bottom. Right? It's not a shlichus. I can't rent out someone else's property.
He's the boyna.
The boyna is not. He's not the baal dover.
I have to pay for the house.
You're right. I have to pay.
He's like my shliach. He's like my agent.
You owe me money. If you owe me money, I can now rent out your property.
This house
is already coming to the
old. Like just the insurance of the house on it. Like the my bonus. We're in the process.
Sorry.
We're in the
property. No. You have to have a rishus. How could it's nothing binding? I know. God, we say zaken lo adam, but zaken may adam lo yamrina. According to the ksayis and many rishonim, why? Sure, I'm taking your house and renting it out. It's not binding. What happens if you would come back and you would say, no, you don't want me to rent out the house? It won't work, right? The whole, it's bottle.
It's like you can say, you can say,
not so.
You discussed a couple of weeks ago about a real estate broker, right? That makes a deal and spends his
year. I know, that's because he's my mashbiach, but here it's fakir. No.
He's working
with him. And another thing, he's not even renting it out for the owner. He was trying to do it for himself. He's swindling it for himself. That's what he was doing. He pretended to be the owner, and he swindled this thing.
He built the house like that also. He's his builder. And I have to pay him for his choice. This is what he did.
But this house is no longer his. The house is already the Baal HaChatzar.
It was from the day he started building, it was the Baal HaChatzar.
What would it be if it would be a different house? He built house A, and now he wants to rent out a different house, a guy's property. Could he do that? It's the same. If he can't do that, he can't do this either. It's the same exact thing. This house already belongs to the Baal HaChatzar.
The second house won't go to him outside Tzoyis of the first house.
When I'm sure. You owe me money from the Tzoyis, and I want to take it. Can I get the rent that I collected? Who will credit me for that? This is just accounting. You owe me money for the Tzoyis, and I'm holding on to the money of rent that I collected. So we're going to trip there.
What are you doing with my son?
All right, 1 second. Let me just flesh this out. There's more here. Give me... You might have a good day today. We'll see. But so this is what Rav Rishonim say. Where's Ramah coming from? He dreamt this up against everyone. Tara says he's coming from a Namukh Yosef and Bava Metzia. Yosef and Bava Metzia, after he quotes a Ran B'Shem the Rashba that says that even after you collected the rent, you have to give back the rent to the squatter. Zakta Namukh Yosef, he's Maisif. We will be mechashin loy koma shekibu b'schiras habatim. Why is Dr. Ashba? Bidi Rabbi Yosi. There's a klal of Rabbi Yosi. The Amr Rabbi Yosi, Fav Vust of Rabbi Yosi, in Hamafkid Lamehema Beis. Keitzer Allah Oisa Schare Peparasa Shechaveiroi. So too, how could this Baina do Schiris, do Schaira, with a binyan that already belongs to the Baal HaChatzar, which is Parasa Shechaveiroi, the Binyanoi, the house of Shechaveiroi? And just like over there, we reckon it goes back to the owner, so it'll be back to the owner. What was the case, Rabbi Yosi? I rented out a parah to you. and then you in turn lent it to somebody else, and there was an oynis. The halacha is a shel is chayiv v'einzin, but a seicha is not chayiv v'einzin. So you to me, you're potter because you're only a seicha. The shel is chayiv to you because he borrowed a part and it died. So v'einzin, so he'll have to pay you for the full $200 for Betsy. So now the halacha is, Dr. Rabbi Yossi, that kated halois is chayiv v'einzin to chaveri. You can't collect the $200 on the part that really belongs to me. So it's as if when you lent it to him, it's as if you're lending it to him on my behalf. Memela, his din she'ela, that's chayiv v'einzin, is to me. So now he owes me the $200, not to you, even though you did the whole deal. It's to me, because ketzad Allah is eschari p'brasa shakarei. So to the Rashba says over here, ketzad Allah is eschari p'brasa shakarei. That is the Muki Yosef. Insurance guy is a whole sugya. We once discussed insurance, but that's not exactly the same halacha. But fine. Someone that tushtel that halacha, good. But that's what we see. So now, that's where the Ramah is coming from. The $1 million cash is, he's coming from the Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef says, Oid Haisav HaRashba, just Mamish Teichad Eidi, but right before that, he quoted Aran, Mi Yisayid HaRashba, means B'Shem HaRashba, Mamish Faket. That you got to take the money and give it back to the squatter, and no one gets the money. So now he just says himself.
Even more than that over here, because over here, the renter is not mukhayv to pay to anybody.
Correct, he's not mukhayv to pay to anyone. Excellent, I'm going to get to it. Excellent, you're asking very stark. But so Lemaisi is lechayr. It's minei beestir. First, he quotes the Ram b'shem the Rashba that everything is bottled, and now we go back to regular din azen and avzel lachasa that you potter. And then he says oyd hoysev Rashba that miu mistarve that the din of Rabbi Yosi kates aloyd saskay brash shkaver. You now have to give the money and forward it to the bala chotza. I say. So it's a stir minei bein the Muki Yosef. What is the Muki Yosef talking about? Did the Rashba say this or the Rashba that? The problem Nebuch is that we don't have the Rashba at the end of Amaziah. We stop, we have to pay Gimel. We lost the Ksavim afterwards. Shita brings down some Ketoim, but not this one. So we have no idea what the Rashba said over here. We just know the Ramesh and the Rashba says one way, the Muki Yosef quotes him, and then right away he's Moisev, but you should know the Rashba said me Mustafa the other way. What is going on? So this kasha, it's $1 million kasha. So if you look in the Chuvus Rabbi Kiva, in the Chedush Rabbi Kiva over here, he says Ayin Leel Simin Shin Sama Gimel over Chuvus Bnei Aaron Simin Gimel. If you look over there in the Chuvus Bnei Aaron, God, that's not Simin Gimel, Simin Aleph Ois Gimel. But if you look over there, the Chuvus Bnei Aaron is the Sira. What is the Muki Yosef doing? Quoting the Rashba one way, then he quotes the Rashba the other way. What is he doing? What is it? This way, or is it? We say Kesar Allah. We say nothing doing. The whole thing is bottled. You don't deserve to pay me. You don't have to keep to pay skiris altogether. I have to give you back the skiris. As I fract the Bnei Aaron, and that's luchay what Rikki Vega means to is. I am less shem shem l'gimel. It's not just a skiris in Muki Yosef. Steer Shukhanar. The Ramah is quoting the Rashba, the end, the Muki Yosef's end of the Rashba. And over there, the Mechaba and the Ramah goes with the Mechaba and Shin Samakim Mufaket. They're passing like all the Rishonim. It's not one, it's all the Rishonim who say you got to give back the money, even if you already got it, you got to give it back to the squatter. You got to give it back, and no one gets the money. Mami Shapella, what is going on here? This Kasha Rabbeis is $1 million Kasha. Many Akhrenim, much, no really, you know, says teretz properly. I shouldn't say no. We're going to get to one teretz, but there's a problem here, a real problem here, Rabbi Yisrael. Huh?
Actually, he has financial interest in the property.
Because why? The guy owes the money, so.
What?
So the guy owes the money, Mimela.
He has a king. Very big he may end up with Kerlei Tefel.
Yeah, but my friend, we know that didn't happen. My friend, he wanted to keep it. And he's just going to pay you for your advice.
I like what he's saying. That's a very good
deal. No, because the Rishonim are saying even by this case, even the case of Boina, what's going
on?
They might both benefit, but you can't rent. It's not binding. Look at the tenant's perspective. Look, it's not a new house. Look at the tenant's.
Just
oh, one second. Yeah, I'm going to get to it. That's a good time. We'll get them. But look from the tenant's perspective. He rent, let's say it's a longer period. I made it for a weekend. Let's say it's for a month. Okay? Do you know any tenant who wants to pay you a month for a rent, knowing that any second the real owner could just kick me out of the place? I moved in, spent who knows how much money in the ticker moving in, and tomorrow you could just throw me out. I wasn't masking to pay $1,000 if I know I'm going to be kicked out tomorrow. The whole thing doesn't make sense. There was no deal. The owner could come back at any time and say, I want to move in the house myself. So you're nothing. The whole deal was mine. How, you're not doing a zochel ladam sholei b'vanim. You're using his property, which might not be good for him. It might not be good. Nothing binding until you have his okay, his authorization. Nothing's binding. There's nothing. It's love.
That wasn't an issue.
What?
It seems like
like you're bringing in another issue that we never ever addressed. The issue was simply because we didn't have to follow Balabas.
Correct. I'm just showing you that you can't just create.
What I'm trying to point out is you do have the Balabas.
All right. Okay, so Rabbi said, let me just continue. The truth be told is that there's a Rashman Bava Kama. For some reason the Olam doesn't quote it, but there's a Rashman Bava Kama, Chaf Aleph Amen Aleph. Over there, the Rashman has the same Shaila. And guess what? The Rashman is Masupik. He starts off saying one way. And then he says, no, maybe you would say, first he said, you got to give it back, the whole thing's bottled, sloth, give back the money, give it back to the squatters. And then he says, no, but maybe since you already got the money, we'll say, and you give it to the balachot. And he blames, he doesn't know, he ends up, he's mesopek. It's very yitachin, I don't know, I'm just taking a guess, very yitachin, the Rashma Metzia is the same. You know, Rashba, he had the same suffix. So he brought them two stone them. The Ran liked the first side of the Rashba, quoted that. The Mokyezer then just says, he's Maisiv, Mio Mistavra, the Rashba's Mistavra, had a Netiyah towards the other way. But the Rashba himself was Takabem, it's Mesopic. Maybe he was not in Bab Matib, maybe he was more noted to the way that would say Rabbi Yossi. But he had the same suffix that he had in Bava Kama. At the end of the day, that just makes Ramah even more shrewd. What in the world does the Ramah want then? You have all the Rishonim Faket, you have a Rashba who's a suffix. Even a Netiyah is Harashba. A Netiyah of Harashba, Gevaldik Harashba, but a Netiyah of Harashba is not mighty from all the Rishonim Faket. What is, and it's Mechaba before, what's going on?
I understand the second side of the Rashba. What's that have to do with this? But I can't say, I release your money and I can...
Keitzer Allah is a Schayra. The Rashba said that maybe we won't say it's a choice to give back the money, but rather we'll say Keitzer Allah is a Schayra, and the money that he got was on behalf of the owner of the property, and the owner of the property, therefore, could keep the money. Right. So this is a if that's the case, it makes Ramah even shrewder. But the Maizah is just the answer up the Ramah. The best we could is that your Eitzah is the Lech Kri Halacha says over here. It's Ois. You can look, it's a Simonim. If you can look, it's Ois Kuf Pei Zayin. He says it's talking about where you rent it out to a guy. If you want to know, does the tenant have to pay you? No. Tenant doesn't have to pay because it's Zen and Zen Loi Kasa. And Avadi, you have to give back the money to the tenant. But the guy knew this halacha. So what he did was he played a swindle, he rented out to a guy instead. And to a guy now, it's Toys Hakam. Even if it's Mata Hakam and he shouldn't have done it, even if this is the rice, but the halacha is Mata Hakam, there's no Chiv HaShava. The Machan Ephraim, the Sham Nishpat says, there's no Chiv HaShava by Mata Hakam. So you shouldn't do it. Right, it brought down the Rav Yishan holds us with the Raisa, but if you did it, you don't have to give back the money. So the money is certainly not going back to the tenant. Now we just have to know, so who's entitled to give the money? Is it the boiner, the imposter who pretended that he owns the house, or is it the balachotza? So there are more held, like the Muki Yosef, that we say, you're going to benefit on my property? How could you do that? Havad, you're going to have to forward the money to me, and Mamela, use it as a credit towards your Eitzahis. That is the Eitzah of the Lechri Alokas. It's the best Eitzah we have.
He says Toil.
Sorry? If he says Toil, no, then Havad, the Boina will keep it, because it came out in Mafreya that the house always was the Boina's. Not Parashat, it's his own Parashat, it's his Eitzim. Oh, so for that amount, for the Chotzer, he'll have to pay him. For that amount.
You park a mobile home,
yeah.
Get three quarters of the rent, give him a little piece, and he'll take off the mobile home.
Take it off. Okay. All right. That is the A to hear Rabbi says. But etim, it's a shver ramon. It's Poshe Geneva. Oh, very good. That's what I'm about to get up to. Which is right. Look, I'm going to make sure it was Moira as well. What? Sorry?
There's no
minister done by God. Yeah, but there's no schiris. You're not authorized to do something with something. I don't know. Zenon of Zelachas by God. I'm not sure if he's Mukhiv to Bay. There's no chiyuv. No, but then no, it's not koyf in the sound. It's not lemafreya. But yeah, but it happened already. There is no chiyuv when it's zenev zelokhasa. There is no chiyuv. So by going lekoyf should be the same thing. All right. Problem is, what is the Rashi want in the first place? What type of sfar? Ketal haskar prosekum mishum means that there was schayra. I mean, we just want to know who is entitled to the schayra. I rented you a para, and then you in turn lent it to a third person. The halva, the shayla actually, was chal. because you own it lezman, you rented it from me, and you have the ability, the chesher mishpat ability, you have schusim, the opinion payers in the item, that you can now lend it to somebody else. So the she'ela is chal. Now we just have a she'ela, who is the she'ela chal for? Is it chal for you because you lent it? Or is it chal for me because keitz alo is chay parashach? Hey, you're making business on my property. No, no. It must be that she'ela is really a she'ela from me. That's Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi, nothing happened here. It was luft. You went ahead, or it's me, I went ahead and I rented out this property that I built. I built a house and I rented out this house. There was no rent. It was never chal. I'm not authorized to rent this out. There was no rent. Nothing happened. It was luft. Nothing happened. And now what happened? I just stole money from you. I faked you out. You paid me money. I collected tolls on the bridge of Brooklyn Bridge. It's, you know, it belongs to Brooklyn. And that's it. Now it's nothing. I stole money from you. Now what? What's schayra? We was a schayra shachaveir. It was nothing. There was no schayra at all. I want to know. Let's take this to an extreme. I go into your house, and I take your bat, shalai b'shus, and I go over to a guy, and I threaten him that if he doesn't give me money, I hold him up. If he doesn't give me money, I'm going to beat the living daylights out of him. So he pays me like a tatala. Sure, here's $200. That $200 belongs to who? I'm glad it belongs to the guy I was about to beat up. But let's say that victim is gone. Who does it belong to, me or the owner of the bat? I catered a lois scarborough chavera. You used the guy's bat, and that's how you faked him out to get money from him. So memela, the money that you got, that you held him up, should belong to the owner of the bat. So it's wild, right? I used the guy's house. I faked somebody out. Nothing happened. There was no rent. There was no schiris. I stole money from him. I faked him out to give me money. All of a sudden we say, Keta lois schiris, now the money belongs to Yana. How does this work? There's no schiris. What's going on?
If it would be Avid Lamega, he has the right to collect his money.
If it would be Avid Lamega, but it's loy Avid Lamega.
If
my Baba had read it, she would be a trolley car, but she doesn't. There is no, it's Zen and Zen like Kosovo. Nothing here. Sorry?
Sorry, just doesn't have a right to the care.
No, there is no scar. Nothing. I did nothing. Whatever I did was bottled. Nothing happened.
That is a
if nothing happened. There was a squatter. We now know, with Torah de Gaiz, we now know nothing happened. It was a squatter living in someone else's house, and I fooled him to give me money.
We have time on
Sadi
here. Why don't you have the
all day? Fine. All right, Rabbi Say. So, Rabbi Say, just give me, I want to fear, I'm running out of time. I want to tell you a Yisoid, which I think is Prat and the Rashba. A Yisoid Gotham. So, to the Muki Yosef in Bava Kama Chofalef Amalef, he's Mechadish the following. Okay, here comes another case. Hold up a bit. Here comes another case. So, what happens if this imposter, this Boina, not only rented out the house, he's a real schwindler. He even overcharged the tenant. Okay? He overcharged the tenant. Good? And another guy. The going rate for the month is 1,000. Guy's new to the neighborhood. Charging 1,500. That's the case. Now Mahadin. And let's say it was a house that was a chasarin. Let's say Shachrusa de Shaisa. There was a chasarin. I mean, it goes into the gather of Zen and of Zeh Chasa. Comes along the owner of the house, comes back, and says, you know, you've been living in my house, Shaloi Beshos. You owe me money. It's Zen and of Zeh Chasa. The guy says, fine. The going rate, I've just found out it's $1,000. I'll give you $1,000. Okay, so hold on one second. You were masking to pay $1,500 just because I'm the owner. Why are you shortchanging me? You should pay me $1,500. The guy says, rightfully so, Dr. Milky Yosef, that this deal of $1,500 is luft. Everything is bottled. There was a scarce betoys. Nothing's here. Nothing happened. Now we're back to the drawing board. It's Zen and of Zechah. So how much was I nana? Well, the going rate is $1,000. So halachically, I was nana dollar value $1,000. I only have to pay you $1,000. And says the Muki Yosef, as I pass in the Numachab, Vait and Shinzam Gemel. Moisef the Muki Yosef, another halacha. What happens if the imposter collected the rent and already forwarded the rent to the owner of the house? So now the owner of the house got his hands on $1,500. Now what's the din? Sakta Muki Yosef, the high gavna, the guy could take keep all $1,500. And as they pass in the machaba, why? Sakta Muki Yosef, two svaras. One svar he says is, which I don't understand fully, but I'll say it anyway, is that since the Bailam Katina, I would have only rented it out for $1,500. So for me, my chesaron is $1,500. That's the hanor of the house, $1,500. So I'm now the muchzik. I can tell you that you owe me $1,500. Okay, that's one svara. Then comes another svara, which is the svara I want to focus on. So Dr. Mugi Yosef, is that the second the Bailam got a hold of the money, he's allowed to keep it, Because b'chai gamna, we don't say mechila b'toyis. And I'll explain what he means. Normally, when I give you money, when the tenant gave me the impasta money, it's a mechila b'toyis. I'm not the owner. If he would know that I'm not the owner, never in a million years would he give me the money. So I have to give back the money. It's a mechila b'toyis. He was meichel me, kilo. He paid me willingly and voluntarily, but now he knows that the whole thing was a setup. He's not happy with what he did. So he has a right. It's a non-tzadik. He's not happy. He could get his money back. But if the money winds up by the owner of the house, there we don't say it's a mechila b'toyis to get back. Because the ma'isa geret, he deprived Hana, he got benefit, he benefited the whole month out of the guy's house. He used his house. He was willing to pay all along $1,500 for the house. So then b'chai gamna, we can never say it's a mechila b'toyis to get back the money. You don't have the anan tzad anymore. He gave it willingly. He gave the $1,500 because I gazon. It's yours. You can keep the $1,500. Because I'm happy to be mative to the baile. Makar zatoy, if you let me have a house, I'll let him have the money. When it winds up by the Bailim, then we can never get it back. We can no longer say Mechila B'toyis. Because we have a swear to say that it was Gomer Umakna to the Bailim. That is the Muki Yosef. So now Rabbi says, let's go back to our halacha. What I believe is the Rashba is saying the same thing. The Rashba is Mesupik. You know, which comes first? You have this guy in the middle who set it up, took the money, Shalaika din, the whole thing is a joke. It's a fake schirz. There is no schirz. Really, should be have to give back the money. But Zok the Rashba, maybe will invoke Rabbi Yossi's halacha, that when I took the money from the tenant, I immediately was taking on behalf of the true owner, because that's what Rabbi Yossi says, it's as if I was zeichet miyad, that's a lashon Rashba, I was zeichet already for the owner of the house, and now the owner of the house already has a kinyan in the money, now he has a kinyan in the money, so now he has a right to keep it. Because, Moki Yetzir says, the second the owner gets his hands on the money, they're no longer mechila b'tayis. We say he was gomer makna. He got benefit out of the house.
Is it a shibud or a kinyan?
Kinyan. He was zeichet in the money right away for the bailam. So Meila, since he was zeichet right away for the bailam have a right to keep the money. That's the stuff it means. What comes first? We say immediately it's a tayis, you give back the money. Or we say, no, we'll invoke Rabbi Yossi's halacha. That's not mamish eschayr. There's no eschayr. But we'll invoke Rabbi Yitzchak Halakha in the gate to getting the money. Avada, because when you didn't get the money, there's no Rabbi Yitzchak and Avada, the tenant, the squatter, is pata. But once you get a hold of the money, we'll say Rabbi Yitzchak that you were zoich the money for the Bailim. Now the Bailim owned the money. So now we say he was gomer makna and there's no mechila b'toyis and the Bailim could keep the money. That's what will come out like the Rashba. I think that's not in the Rashba. At least we have some hezba in the Rashba.
Over here, and he has no right to do it.
He has no right to do it, but once he did it, we say, Ketz Allah's car process command. Now, I have to be, truth be told, I want to, correct. I want to just be Messiah and Rabbi Yisrael. I still don't understand the Rashba 100%, is because, Maisa, what was my kavana, the middle guy's kavana? The guy wasn't to be Zaycha on behalf of Yana. So how was the Kinin Chal? A regular Zaychia for Yana, I certainly didn't want. I was trying to do benefit my own pockets. I didn't want. Bishlam about Rabbi Yisrael, we say Ketzal Loiskabrachra, that's an overriding principle, that we say that if something is chal on a chayfetz, it's automatically chal to the bailum of the chayfetz. So the shayla was automatically chal to the balapara. But here, nothing was chal on the house, because it wasn't binding. So nothing was chal. So if nothing was chal, the only way the bailum could get is if I proactive, be zoicha form. I wasn't doing that. I lahedi was doing it for myself. So how in the world could the bailum end up with the money? But that's not what. Oh, if you tell me that was my kavana. But let's say I said lahedi, pay me. Okay, so maybe minastam we could assume. But you ask him then. If I tell two edim, I tell my partners. You know, this is what we're doing here. Now we're going to set this up. No, and economy, no, it won't go. So at least we have a pshat. But at the end of the day, Rabbi says still a shver amah. Unless you say that he's renting out to a guy, which is not the steamest lotion in the Ramah, they have to say he's renting out to a guy. Yeah, but Chai Gavna, maybe then we'll invoke now this Ketz Allah, Shreya Svara, because Raiv Rishayim and Mafurisham Machab and Ramon Shinzama Gimel is that you give back the money to the squatter, everything is bottom of water. All right, Rabbi, there's a lot more here. Belina.
For other Shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Bezdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.